Yeah, Alan making little notes for Dave there. Yeah, right,
what's going on between you two?
I forgot that Dave can't do two things at once.
What do you mean? Why?
And time
and I went to Buckingham Palace and I met the Queen and she said to me...
What do you mean I can't do two things at once?
Okay, yeah, okay. Where was I? What? Hello?
I can multitask. I can now have a conversation and put my shoes on.
Just had evidence you can't.
You can't,
why?
Dave.
Why? What? How did I prove
you
that
just,
I can't?
You stopped talking to read out the note.
That's not true.
You can you dial a number and talk at the same time? But talk normally like you would at this pace.
I know this is a common fault with many men, but I can do all sorts of things at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. I can iron and watch telly.
Shall I put this phone in front of Dave?
Because you need it to...
Come on, test
you
me.
You need it to connect. Right, okay. Here, Dave, try that.
Sure.
Try that phone.
Yeah.
That's as far as it goes, I'm afraid.
That's fine.
Okay, now, I want you to talk me through... I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And then I want you to start answering it.
Okay.
Then I want you to press speaker on the phone, 9 for an outside line, and dial the Radio 1 phone-in number. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on.
What are you doing? No, don't write the number down. Turn that piece of paper over. Okay. Dave, tell me, what's the current lineup at Everton as far as the squad goes with players? Because I'm a little bit out of the loop of who plays.
Well, obviously, Tim Howard in goal.
Yep.
Jagiel.
Right, okay, so straight away, Dave.
Do you know what your problem was? Instead of 9, you press hash.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it went wrong then.
Yeah. Put it down. Okay, clear it.
Right, here we go.
Okay, Dave, I need to ask you another question. Put it down. I'm asking you another question. I'm not going to give you the same one.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Ask me a question on anything.
Dave, I'm thinking about making myself a chili con carne tonight for my tea. How do you do it? I wouldn't even know where to start.
Right. Well, what I would do if I was you, Christopher Moyles, is I would go to the supermarket and I would get myself some mince.
Mince, right. What else do I need?
Then some onions and some kidney beans. What's the number? hang on. That's not a fault of multitasking. I can't remember.
Of course you know the Radio 1 phone. No, you don't have to write it down.
03700 100 100.
Correct.
Yeah. Why was I putting a 110 in there? That's the old number.
Because you were talking at the same time. You couldn't do both.
I've been active since 1997. Okay. What else do you want to know?
Okay.
I put that down as a pass.
I don't think so.
Dave.
Actually, ask him a question. Actually, which is what I wrote down in the note that started the whole thing.
A maths question.
Because we haven't mentioned that yesterday.
Okay, Dave. I would like you to dial the phone number for Radio 1 whilst answering the following question.
Sure.
Yesterday you went to see the new Muppets movie. Tell me the plot behind the movie and what it's all about.
Well, yesterday, you are correct. I went to see the new Muppet movie. I don't want to give too much away.
What's the plot? What's the storyline?
Well, the storyline, essentially, is that the Muppets have been inactive for a while. And so there are now plans to then bring them back. But I don't want to tell you any more because I don't want to ruin it for you. Can I just say, what's happening there? Turn off.
Okay, while he's still talking, can you phone Dominic's mobile at the same time? Go on. Can you just say what?
What? On that phone?
Yeah.
I can't remember the number. Otherwise, I would have been able to, obviously.
Right.
I could obviously tell you and ring my number.
Call yourself.
Yeah, call yourself, fine.
No, that's easy.
Okay, so...
Go on, what, you just want to say what?
I was saying that yesterday, myself and Alad went to see the new Muppets movie. We went to this little screening room down in Soho.
In London.
Yeah.
What's my number?
Fail!
No, but I don't normally dial myself, do I? Oh, go away, stupid phone. The film is brilliant.
Is it really good?
Absolutely brilliant.
Dave laughed, even though they break out into song every now and then, like a musical.
It's laugh out loud funny. It's so well written. Honestly, it's such a shame that you couldn't make it yesterday.
And the cameos.
And you, Dominic. The cameos, don't give any away, Alad, because the cameos are worth going to the film alone for.
Oh, good.
It's so funny. And it works on every level. You could go and watch it with your kids, but actually, there's nothing embarrassing about just going and seeing it as two adults because it's that funny. Brilliant.
And what happens in it? By the way, can you just dial that number for me at the same time?
Yeah.
Thanks. I've written a number down on a piece of paper.
Fine.
So what happens in it? What's the plot?
Well, as I said before, the Muppets, obviously, are legendary entertainers from the past.
You can't do it.
You're talking like that.
You can't do it.
Hang on. Of course I can.
From the past.
Right. Sorry. So, obviously...
What Muppets are in it?
Gonzo and Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog. And...
Oh, take my time.
All of them, really.
Right.
See? I did it.
It's no, really... not see. Kermit the Frog. Cancel it. Okay. Cancel it. You're rubbish.
Granted, certain men have difficulty doing more than one thing at once.
There you go.
And there are times when I display some of the those qualities. I think I'm getting better, though. There you go.
I'm glad the film's good.
I don't think I'd be any much better at it, to be honest.
It occurred to me how little I know about the Muppets. And in fact,